Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Does that make me crazy?
Confess you're crazy, a safe place for your secrets. Mm-hmm. You can call us at 404-741-0985. You can remain anonymous if you would like. But not necessary for you, Trevor and Norcross.
I have a history of forgetting our anniversary, like me and my wife's anniversary. So when I forget, my wife always makes me suffer. And
yeah,
this week, she forgot.
So, oh, no.
Yeah, the tables were turned. So I made a gourmet four-course meal, got all dressed up, lit the candles.
Oh, geez, dude.
I had an expensive gift as well. I mean, I really wanted to like rub it in that she forgot.
Yeah. You know? You sound married.
Yep. And it turns out I did get the right day, but I got the wrong month.
Dude, come
that
on.
That is the worst.
So you were
trying
off,
to show her up.
And yeah, I was a month early.
How did she react?
At first, she was sweet about it, and then she was like, you know our anniversary is next month, right?
Oh, she's playing chess. You're playing checkers.
Yeah. I mean, now I just have to make sure I remember the real one, and then I guess I have to, like, do the whole song and dance again.
This is costing you a lot of money, friend.
For real.
So you can always hop on the phone and give us your confession, or head over to Facebook, the Tad, Drex, and Caro Facebook page, leave us a confession there, and that's what Macy and Ackworth did. This is pretty strange. She said, when I was growing up, I had a bizarre obsession with the Pillsbury Doughboy. Every time we had a Pillsbury product, I made my mom cut out the Doughboy on the packaging. I still have them in a scrapbook underneath my bed.
That's bizarre.
Okay. You poke them too?
Kelly,
oh, you're good at that. Wow.
Stop, dude. I'm good at it because I was the inspiration.
Yeah, right.
Kelly in Lawrenceville, confess you're crazy. What's your confession?
After getting my wisdom teeth pulled, I woke up to see my mom and my little brother, and I blurted out, "What's up?"
Oh, you see these videos all the time, right,
yes.
Tad? Yeah.
Drugs are amazing.
So the dentist is kind of like embarrassed and like quickly tells my mom that it's just the anesthesia. It's going to wear off soon.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is I felt pretty lucid and I just wanted to see what kind of reaction I would get.
Because you've seen all the videos?
Yep. So, the look of horror on my mom is kind of what I expected and it was kind of worth it.
Right. So you were using this as a free pass.
Basically, yeah.
I love it.
That's funny. Did it feel so good to say that to your family?
Yes, because I'm not allowed to curse.
Dude, it almost makes me want to have my wisdom teeth out again.
Right. Yeah.
If you have a confession, call us 404-741-0985, or you can send us a message on Facebook, Tad, Drex, and Caro on Facebook.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Caro are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Casey, first of all, congratulations. Is this your first child?
Yes.
And you guys have tried for quite a while to get pregnant, and were kind of unsuccessful, so this is a miracle, huh?
Yeah, it kind of feels like that.
But it doesn't feel like that. Explain to us what happened with your husband when you told him that you're expecting your first child.
When I found out during my doctor's appointment that I was pregnant, I was so excited, but I wanted to wait until at least week 10 to reveal the news to everyone, even my husband, Brad, because, you just never know.
Oh, wow. So you held the news back from him.
I think I just wanted it to be really happy and I wanted it to be a little bit more sure before I told him.
Right.
But this weekend, we had a bunch of people over for the UGA Tennessee game, mm-hmm. and that also happened to be Brad's birthday. So I thought it would be a great time to tell everybody.
Okay, everybody's there, and this is, that game was going really well. So, yeah.
Everybody's in good spirits, barking and hissing and things like this.
Exactly. So during halftime, I gave Brad this birthday card and it had the ultrasound picture inside of it. And I had him open it up in front of everybody.
How fun. How exciting.
Well, that's what I thought. But his reaction was really not what I expected.
Oh, God. Why?
How did he react?
He was really upset, actually.
Why?
I guess he was really embarrassed that, you know, I chose to make it kind of a spectacle in front of everyone. I mean, he was upset that I hid it from him for over a month.
Oh, 2.5 months to be exact.
Yeah, okay. So not only was this, did you reveal this news that you are in fact pregnant? You guys have been struggling for like 3 years, that you do it in front of everybody, but then also you told him that, like, hey, I'm 10 weeks along. And he's like, whoa, hold on a second. What? And
also, it was his birthday. Right. Was he concerned about that? Like, this is my day.
Oh,
how
gosh.
Dare you steal the spotlight?
I don't know if he had that reaction, but he left after the game and he hasn't been home since.
Oh, my gosh.
He hasn't been back. The game was on Saturday.
I'm just hoping we can call him and ask for forgiveness. I just feel so bad. I didn't think he would have that reaction.
Have you tried to reach out to him before? Because, I mean, this is a long time to be away from your wife.
Yeah, I mean, I've called him, I've texted him, but he just says that he's busy with work and he's staying at his parents' house right now.
Oh, gosh.
But you know there's something more. You know that you guys have this to work out. So why don't we... This is a big one. We'll put you on hold. We're going to get his number from you. We'll give him a call and we'll see if we can get him to forgive you and come home.
Thank you so much.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We're about to help Casey call her husband, who's been staying at his parents' house since Saturday because he was so angry at her for waiting 10 weeks to tell him she's pregnant in front of all of his friends on his birthday. Was the timing that bad? Casey, you can hang back. Brad's not going to know you're on the line with us.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is this Brad?
This is.
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Caracom from B98.5. How are you?
Could be better.
Yeah, we understand that you haven't spoken to your wife since your birthday party this weekend.
I don't know how she could do this to me.
Do what?
Get pregnant.
Well, Brad, I'm not sure if you know how this works, but, it takes two to tango.
I understand that it takes two to tango, but I can't dance.
What do you mean by that?
I had a procedure before I even met my wife. I cannot have kids.
Huh.
Oh.
Brad, could you hang on 1 second? I just want to, before we continue, just give me 1 second, okay?
All right.
Hey, Casey.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like he's had a procedure and can't have kids. Are you sure you want to go on with this on the air?
I do, because I had no idea about any procedure.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
All right, hang on. Okay, Brad, we got to let you know this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Your wife is on the other line with us. She called us looking for help to get your forgiveness for hiding the fact that she was pregnant. She thought it was a matter of her hiding it for 10 weeks.
Springing it on you kind of in front of everybody this past week.
Right, at your birthday.
Oh, this should be fun. Casey, what's his name?
Whose name?
The name of the guy whose child you're carrying.
His name is Brad.
Oh, we have the same name?
No, you idiot. You're the father.
Impossible.
Yeah, Brad, you had mentioned that you had a procedure before you met Casey that doesn't allow you to have kids. We're understanding you never told Casey about this.
I don't think I ever got around to it, no.
Hold on.
Are you serious? Why wouldn't you tell me something like that?
Because I don't want kids.
But wait, weren't you guys trying to have kids? So, Brad, you were pretending to try to have kids, knowing that you couldn't have kids the whole time?
It's a lot more fun to try to have kids than to have a kid.
Oh, my.
Well, it's a little late for that because we've got a kid coming in June.
Maybe you do, but I don't.
Brad, get this in your head. You are the father of this child.
Casey, a tough question, but is there any way that the child is not...
No, absolutely not. Brad is the father, 100%.
How is it possible that Brad is the father if he had this procedure?
Well, I had this procedure, Tad, in my house. We call it the knee surgery, right? And, mm-hmm. and there is, like, the doctor said there's a 1 in 1,000 chance that it could
not take?
Work. Yeah, and also, like, you've got to go back for, like, a 3-month checkup, assuming you've done that.
No, no, I did not do that.
You didn't go back for your 3-month checkup?
No.
Well, it sounds like you two have some talking to do. And Brad, you've got a doctor's appointment to make to check up on that thing you were supposed to check up on years ago.
I don't know. My head's reeling right now.
Brad, do you forgive your wife for springing this news on you 10 weeks into the pregnancy?
If this is true, then I think I'm the one who needs to apologize.
Yeah, go on. I'm listening.
All the best to you guys. Congratulations, Brad.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Tomorrow morning at 7, Mindy is blaming inflation for not inviting her sister-in-law to Thanksgiving dinner, and her entire family is furious. Just how much does this lady eat? Tomorrow morning at 7, Forgive and Forget. Forgive and Forget, we talked to a dude that we learned, I guess he had a procedure and it didn't take.
Yeah, I mean, he lied to his wife about having the procedure that, you know, mm-hmm. you get so that you can't have kids. Well, it turns out it procedure didn't take and he got his wife pregnant.
And we were like, kind of our jaws were open. Like, what? Is this really possible? Your doctor said it is possible.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And Ben and Tucker, you have confirmation.
Well, yeah, it happened to a friend of mine where he's pretty young. And, you know, his girlfriend said that she was not able to get pregnant. And, well, then she did.
Ooh.
They have a beautiful baby daughter.
Do you think she was being honest?
She was told by a doctor that she could never get pregnant.
She says she was told by a doctor. But did the doctor talk to your friend?
No, I mean, that would be like a HIPAA violation. I mean, no. I mean, he just took the word of...
Right.
But he does come from money. His family owns a company. If I said the name of it, you would know it.
Oh,
okay. Oh, this is the Cola family.
Right.
The Cocos.
Yes, his name is Coca-Cola. That's the third.
So your buddy comes from money. His girlfriend says she can't get pregnant. Boom, she gets pregnant.
And it also is possible that her doctor said you're not able to have kids.
Right, yeah. It could have all just boiled down to that, yeah.
Maybe I'm just a total idiot. I never considered that it might be a long con.
Yeah, a Kanye West song.
Now I'm
not
sure.
You guys, you don't know this, but I happen to know firsthand that it is possible for somebody that's not supposed to be pregnant to be able mm-hmm. to get pregnant.
Oh, really?
Back in the 70s, there was a sweet, beautiful young woman named Jan and a handsome young man named Bob who were told that they couldn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you are looking at the miracle.
Oh, wow.
That came along as a result of that.
They couldn't give you back, huh?
I think she tricked them. She wanted all that office supply money.
Right, yeah. Making.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Kara out on maternity leave, so I'll be answering on her behalf this morning. We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Diana in Cartersville, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
You think you got this?
I'll try the best I can.
All right, let's kick Tad out of the studio. Let's get that confidence level going.
Okay, Tad, get out of here.
Good luck, Diana.
All right, Tad's going to leave the studio. We'll ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions, then we'll bring Tad back inside the studio asking the same exact questions. If you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. You ready to play?
Yes,
Question number 1. Elon Musk announced he's firing 62 Atlanta-based Twitter employees. What's the name of the electric car company Elon started?
Tesla.
Question 2. Neither Raphael Warnock nor Herschel Walker got enough votes to secure Georgia's open Senate seat. Which of those candidates is a Democrat?
Herschel Walker?
Question number 3. Matthew McConaughey is in talks to purchase a piece of the Washington Commanders. What sport does that team play? They used to be the Washington Redskins. That's a hint.
Baseball?
Question number 4. Chris Evans has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2022. What Marvel superhero does he portray?
Captain America.
Question 5. Judge Judy says when she and Justin Bieber were neighbors, Justin was scared to death of her. What network does her show air on in Atlanta?
I have no clue.
Take a guess. One of the big four.
NBC.
All right. Going to bring Tad back in the studio. How did Diane do?
It did okay. Yeah. Are you driving? I hear the blinker. Are you driving the struggle bus today?
Yes.
That's okay. We all have our days.
All right. Tad's back in the studio, ready for the same questions.
I wasn't supposed to be here. My parents weren't supposed to be able to have kids. So I just figure, like, win or lose.
Okay. Are we just going to play that card all day?
Yeah. Every day's a gift. All right. Question number one, Tad. What's the name of the electric car company Elon Musk started?
Miracle Child says Tesla.
Oh, gosh. That's what Diana said, our contestant, and that is 1-1.
All right. We still don't have a Georgia senator as nobody got enough votes. Raphael Warnock or Herschel Walker, which one of the candidates is a Democrat?
Without that little medical miracle, I wouldn't even been able to vote.
Oh, gosh.
Raphael.
That is correct. Diana said Herschel.
Question number three. What sport do the Washington Commanders play?
Football?
That is correct. Diana said baseball. 3-1.
Question number four. Chris Evans has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. What Marvel superhero does he portray?
Oh, gosh. Ant-Man? I don't know.
No, Captain America. Diana did get that right, so 3-2.
And question number five, what network does Judge Judy show air on in Atlanta?
Wow, dude. CW?
Good guess.
Yeah. No. Diana said NBC, where we're looking for Fox 5, 4 p.m. Come on, that's when you get your daily Judge Judy juice. All right, final score this morning.
3-2.
Diana in Cartersville, are you smarter than Tad?
Oh, no, not at all.
It's a second miracle.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
No cash, but you do get the tickets to go to Cirque du Soleil.
Yes, 4 tickets to see Curios, the Cabinet of Curiosities by Cirque du Soleil under that beautiful big top at Atlantic Station.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, guys.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com. There's a story going around about how Justin Bieber was afraid to be living in the same building with Judge Judy.
Yeah, apparently when Justin was 19, so this was back in 2014, he lived in like a fancy Beverly Hills high-rise, and his neighbor was Judge Judy, and this was around the time Justin was just not acting right.
I mean, he's a 19-year-old boy.
Yeah, well, with a lot of money, too.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, he was just probably doing things he shouldn't do, and he was trying to avoid Judge Judy at all costs, you know, obviously, and the lengths at which he would go to avoid Judge Judy was pretty funny.
I understood that he was paying the front door people to let them know when I was there, coming and going, so he wouldn't have to bump into me.
I love that.
It would probably be tough having Judge Judy as a neighbor. She's a judge. She knows all the rules, all the laws. Yeah.
Can we find a worse neighbor than Judge Judy? Like, you've had a bad neighbor, right? Everybody's had a bad neighbor.
You should be able to knock on the door before you buy a house in a neighborhood of the neighbors and be like, all right, which one is it?
There should be some kind of
vetting process.
Letters included. Right.
It should be disclosed. Yes. It should be part of like the inspection. The inspector should go around and read all the neighbors and tell you.
You got a bad outlet here and you got a bad apple over there.
404-741-0985. We're looking for a neighbor scarier than Judge Judy. Michelle and Hiram.
The day that we moved in, the neighbor at the end of the street approached my husband and said that we needed to keep our children at the time, which were 5 and 7, off of her property. She was saying that that sidewalk was hers and that we needed to keep our children off. We're literally moving stuff off the moving truck. A couple of months later, my daughters are riding their bicycles in the cul-de-sac, got onto the sidewalk. She called the police.
No way.
I promise. It was the craziest thing. But I just thought, how dare someone come, you know, the day that we're moving stuff off the moving truck, to put, you know, I guess she saw that we had children, for her to come down and say, keep your children off of my property.
Right. She wanted to flex her muscles early to let you know that she's the mayor of that cul-de-sac. Thank you for the call there, Michelle. I'm going to hold my story back about my bad neighbors.
Oh, gosh.
Drex, you know the players. I've told you about this before.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
It was a love triangle, Charlie.
Okay.
Her name was Judy Ferretti. His name was Delbert Holland. But her lover, his name, Mousy Bujanowski.
You're going to say Tad Lemire.
The miracle child.
No, but I kiss Netra.
Oh, man.
We're looking for the scariest neighbor. Scarier than Judge Judy.
How could it be scarier than Judge Judy? Apparently, she lived in the same building with Justin Bieber when he was like 19 going through his rebellious stuff. And she said, oh, Justin was terrified of me, would like avoid me and even pay the front desk to tell Justin when I was here, when I was gone.
Crazy. Mm.
I had the worst neighbor, rural Vermont, growing up. Delbert Holland lived next door. He was a bit of a drinker. He was dating a woman named Judy Ferretti for a long time. And he would get drunk and come home. And I remember several times he would drive his car right into Eddie Gilbert's fence, the other neighbor.
Jesus.
Wow.
And they would get into these arguments and stuff. I will say one of our cats went missing. He was the prime suspect. Just a real dirtbag.
Wow. Where does the woman come into this?
So, well, Judy, the reason Judy's important is because eventually Judy and Delbert moved to another town. And we were all sitting around the table years later talking about Judy and Delbert, how horrible they were. And my mom's friend Sandy said, didn't Judy shoot Delbert? Because Delbert was murdered.
What?
No
Delbert
way.
Was murdered. And the rumor was that Judy had done it. But then somebody at the table goes, no. Judy was having an affair with a guy named Mousy Bujanowski. And this is in Vermont. Mousy. This is not in the Bronx.
Right.
This is in Mousy Bujanowski. How's that guy not in jail already?
So he shot Delbert.
He shot Delbert because he was carrying on with Judy Ferretti.
Are there any other fake names that you want to bring to the radio program this morning?
I mean, this is the miracle baby, so right, we have to believe everything.
Yes, believe the miracle child. Lynn and Jasper, scary neighbors.
So when I bought my house about 11 years ago, I am 8 months pregnant. My family's unloading. All of our stuff, we're getting into the house. We've got some people helping us. And my new-to-be neighbors walk up on my porch, knock on the door, and they say, so are you the new people who are moving in? And we were like, yeah. And they were like, okay, I just want to let you know, if you're loud and you do anything after 10 p.m., we will shoot your house with a paintball gun.
Oh, are you kidding me?
And so then my little girls were in Girl Scouts. One night, it's like 8 o'clock, and she comes out. She's screaming. She's like, you've got to be quiet. You're making too much noise, and there's children playing in the front yard. And just many, many things after that.
Yeah.
Of course, we're all good now, and everything is great now.
Oh, you're friendly with these people now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, you have to. You live there, it's permanent, so.
Or you could push them down a flight of stairs. I don't know. We're just brainstorming.
I had friends over one night, and it was a Saturday night, and she was upset because it was like 10 o'clock, and we were all just outside listening to music, talking, you know, doing what adults do. And walks down there and like, so since you're not going to be quiet, I'm going to come down here and invite myself.
Oh my gosh.
Sat down, is that how you became friends?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
The quickest way to get you to shut things down before 10 is her inviting herself over to your house every time you're out there. Like, I'd rather have her shoot up my house, frankly.
Yeah, she starts talking about her problems, like, oh boy, all right.
Here, go get the paintball gun. Mary in Sandy Springs, she says her neighbors built an observation stand right above her pool.
What?
We'll talk to her next. Been talking about scary neighbors, looking for a neighbor scarier than Judge Judy.
Who made the decision? Like, I know what we should do. We'll take a big plot of land and we'll put like 20 houses on it. People will love that.
They will love it.
No.
People can share.
Yeah, no. Back in the day, you like had a mile between you and the other house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the way. Mary in Sandy Springs, this is crazy.
Not only did we move in and then 3 weeks later, they built this watchtower watching over us, over our pool. But they also put all these TV speakers, and every single night, not only on a Saturday or a Friday night, which I'm totally cool with, but every single night, the obnoxious husband will play his obnoxious music super loud as if he's the DJ of the neighborhood. My husband is trying to be quiet.
I've never understood,
cool. And to add to that, they added a little karaoke system for their daughter. So I'm like, it wasn't even just the music.
And now it's We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Right, let it go, full blast. Oh, Mary, I'm sorry. Burn that deck.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.